sitting here with members of the Mars Hill volleyball team, Sally Ann Johnson, Uli Martins, and Sarah Paceauer. Really excited for this interview, but before we dive into it, let's let the team introduce themselves. Sally Ann.
My name's Sally Ann. I'm from Asheville. I'm a biomedical major, and I'm a senior.
My name is Uli Martins. I'm from Brazil, Rio de Janeiro. My major is a computer science. I'm a junior, and my position is libero.
Hey, I'm Sarah Paceauer. I'm a junior here at Mars Hill. My major is integrated health science with a concentration in physical therapy. I'm a setter, and I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Well, welcome to the podcast. Really excited to have you guys here. It's been something I wanted to do for a little while now. And before we jump into this season and talk about how it's been going for you guys, I'm always curious how student-athletes decide on the sport that they ultimately play in college. Did you play any other sports growing up? What ultimately led you down the volleyball path? Sarah, we'll start with you.
Well, I played soccer for 12 years, and when I got to middle school, my twin sister decided that she was going to try out for the volleyball team. So the only reason I tried out was because she did, and I ultimately made it, and she didn't. So going into high school, I fell in love with the sport and just stuck with it and quit soccer altogether.
When I was younger, I didn't like to play many sports, and my parents, they really like tennis, so they put me to play tennis and sports that are more individual, and I never really connect to it. And then one day, they were just like, oh, let's try a competitive with other people. And then I fell in love with the sport and with my friends, and then volleyball became one of my favorite sports.
I started playing in middle school. I've never played any other sports other than volleyball. Really, I just got into it because my sister played when she was in high school, and I found out that I was kind of good at it, so I kept with it.
So it seems like there's a sisterly influence for a lot of you guys going into volleyball, but Uli, your sister's a little bit different. Tennis player, would you mind talking a little bit about your sister there?
Yeah, my sister, she always loved tennis since we were young. And then she always wanted to be a professional tennis player, but tennis is a really expensive sport. So then my parents, when she got to the age of 18, 19 years old, they couldn't afford to do all the expenses for the sport. And then she came to America too, and she went to USC Gamecocks, and she just graduated. She had 4 years there. She won every single award that you can imagine, Woman of the Year, Player of the Year, and then now she's in California going for the pro tennis player.
That's an awesome story, and we wish her the best of luck, certainly. Mm-hmm. Let's transition into this season. 2 weeks ago, you guys went 3-0 in the week, picking up a big win at home versus Carson Newman, and then on the road, back-to-back five-setters against Tusculum and UVA Wise. Let's talk about those two games in particular, the latter two, because in recent years, let's just say, five-set matches haven't been the Lions' strong suit, but to win back-to-back, and especially on the road, it's got to bring some confidence to the team. So if you guys wouldn't mind elaborating on that a little bit.
I think this year, as opposed to the past, we've had more energy going onto the court, especially in a fifth set. You know, facing the fifth set, you have to have a certain energy, and I don't think we've had that in the past.
I think our team this year is so connect, and I feel like we're not a star team, and some people there on the bench, we're like a team. So no matter where you are, everyone talk, everyone cheers, and the energy is amazing. Like, we've been to Tusculum and UVA Wise, and both of the times, or like the people that were cheering for us was bigger and like more helpful and more energy than the one that they had it. Because everyone is just really into it, and everyone wants to win.
And Sally Ann, in that game against UVA Wise, you really picked it up in the fifth set. Had a career-high 26 kills in that game, ultimately leading you to South Atlantic Conference Player of the Week honors. What does that mean to you to be recognized by the conference for such a stellar performance?
I was pretty excited. I've been working really hard, especially my last year and this year. I was just excited to be recognized, to see that some of my work's kind of paid off.
Now, entering the season, if my math is right, and that's about 50-50 shot at best, you came in about 97 blocks or so away from being the leader in school history for career blocks. Do you ever think about that when you're on the court? Do you ever think, man, if I get X amount per game, I can easily get to that amount? Or are you all right just knowing, like, hey, I'm top three right now, and whatever happens, happens?
Yeah, no, I don't think about that. I've actually never thought about that. I probably will now, though.
Well, sorry, I guess. But it's certainly, it's been quite a career, and again, being a local resident, more or less, you've kind of grown up around Mars Hill area. Uli, I want to talk, though, quickly. How many areas in Brazil are similar to Mars Hill, and what was kind of the cultural shock when you came from Rio de Janeiro to Mars Hill?
Yeah, for me it was really different. Like in Brazil, in Rio specifically, like I live in a building, there's 25 floors, and then you have like thousands of people that live near you, and you not even know many of them. And when I came here, I really loved it, that you know everyone, and you can be friends with everyone, and everyone is so nice, and you can actually have like a connection with everyone that you're around, because it's not really like busy and big. And also, I think my favorite thing is I spend so much time of my life in traffic in Rio. And here, everything I do is walking. So I spend, like, at least 3 minutes. That's all.
Very good. And, you know, Uli, we'll stick with you, too. We're talking about stats here. Second in the conference, digs per set. Second overall. Last year was off to quite a start. But then I think teams started to recognize that. And then they start hitting the ball away from you. How does that affect you in terms of, does it frustrate you knowing that they're deliberately attacking other players? Or, you know, basically, what does it mean to be in the top five right now? And how do you think your game has grown since you've been at Mars Hill?
Yeah, so when I came here, I was actually a hitter. So I never played libero before. And then I think, like, I was not that in love with volleyball anymore. Because you get into a routine and I was not that in love. And when I changed my position, I fall in love with being a libero, being defensing. That's what I love. It's kind of frustrating when people don't hear on you because you're like, that's my job and no one is doing that. But I feel like people really trust me on the court. So they always let me like have my space and they don't try to fight me over like balls. So I feel like sometimes it's frustrating, but some teams, they like hitting cross-court, which makes me really happy.
And Sarah, as a setter on the team, your junior year, you've played with three different setters. Coach Fontenelle likes to have a different rotation where setters come in. So you've played with Sarah Farrenbrook, Abby King, and this year Jordan Schmucker. How has that affected your game? And were you used to that in high school, having a different setter, or were you the main setter for the team?
Well, in high school, we ran a 5-1, so I was the only setter. And then in club, I ran a 5-1 as well. So it was kind of weird coming in and running a 6-2, but I'm thankful to have run a 6-2. That way, with every setter I've worked with, I've learned something from Sarah Farrenbrook, Abby King, to Jordan. I've learned something from every one of them, so I wouldn't have changed running a 6-2 for anything.
And we bring up Jordan, but this team's pretty young, if we think about it. Jordan's a freshman. You have Lauren Phillips and Michaela Vang, sophomores. Kelly Jakaitis and Sarah Goddard, also sophomores. And then you have a host of other freshmen. Sally Ann, you're the lone senior on the team. How do you take that leadership position to kind of help build the program for the years after you're gone?
I think it's really important to be together as a team, like on and off the court. I think this year we connect a lot more than we did last year. There's no drama on our team for once, and I think that's a really big factor of it, of how we play. And I think us being friendly with each other and like letting them know like we want them here and we like respect their play and like we need them, it makes them play better and it makes our team better.
And with that team unity, you're going to certainly need it this weekend. As of the recording, it's Thursday morning. Tomorrow you guys travel down to Wingate, which was always going to be a difficult contest, and then on Saturday you face Coker. But let's talk about Wingate last year. Two very interesting games, to say the least. At home, goes to five sets. We're not going to harp too much on that one. But then on the road, an interesting one too, where you had a whole different set of officials, including a former teammate's sister. So it was certainly interesting. What do you guys expect going to Wingate for your first trip in the 2019 season?
I think Wingate's a game that you don't need to be like respecting them that much, and you need to go like, it's a game, and we're going to give our best, and you don't have technically no expectations because Wingate is 14-0 right now in conference. So we just go to play happy like we always play. And I think like we need to just study them, and we are doing that right now. And just going for the shots that we think we're confident about it. And also our defense is really good. We are like first in team defense. And they are best offense. So I think it would be a really nice match because it would be the offense against the defense.
We need to go in ignoring the 14-0 and just going in like it's a new team.
It's just entering. It's one game, 0-0 on the day and going that way. And then again, travel to Coker on Saturday at 2 p.m. start. The Coker trip is always an interesting one as well, too. Had quite a drive here from Mars Hill. Have you guys looked ahead at Coker, or is all the focus specifically on Wingate for right now?
Right now it's on Wingate.
After Coker, you guys have about a week off and you come back home as we host the Peach Belt Conference, excuse me, and South Atlantic Conference crossover, playing Lander and Augusta on Friday, and then Georgia College and USC Aiken on Saturday. Lenore Ryan will also be here taking on those teams. Let's talk about what it means to host the crossover and just have that amount of teams here on campus and just the quality of volleyball that we're going to see next week.
I think we're going to see a lot of good teams, and I think that it's going to give us a little bit of advantage being the home team and having that leg up on everybody.
Yeah, I think hosting, it's really nice because we are at home and we have our facilities, and I think it gives us a little bit of advantage, and also the way that we don't have to travel, we don't have to stay in hotels, we can stay in our home. And I think that's a little bit of advantage for us.
So Friday versus Lander, action starts at 11 a.m. and then against Augusta at 6 p.m. on Saturday, Georgia College at 1 p.m. and then ending the tournament against USC Aiken at 6 p.m. Start time for the contest against Wingate on the road at 7. And again, as we mentioned, Saturday versus Coker at 2 p.m. As we wrap up here, what are some of your thoughts overall in the season thus far, and what do you guys look to improve upon as we kind of get to that second half?
I'm really proud of what we've done so far. I think every match that we've played, we've gave our all, whether we won or we lost. I don't think there's any game that we went out and played that we lost that we didn't give our all. We didn't try our best to win, so I'm really proud of us so far, and I think going forward, there's like a few technical things we can work on skill-wise, and we are working on those things, and I think it's going to make us much better as a team.
Thank you guys so much for taking the time. I do truly appreciate Sally Ann, Uli, Sarah. Once again, thank you all, and best of luck moving forward in this season, and looking forward to see how the team is going to close out the 2019 campaign. Guys, again, thank you so much, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.